greatest lie I told myself was that it could not be done. Watching others take the prize when I should have been the one.
You could waste your whole life waiting for that mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting
on you.
It's waiting
on you.
You gotta make it
move.
Yeah. I see you on your front porch judging all the rest, when just behind your front door your own house lies in a mess. And it's all the fear, it's all the pain, all the years washed down the drain. You spent your whole life waiting for the mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting
on you.
It's waiting
on you.
You gotta make it move. It's waiting
on you.
Like it just didn't care. You walk into work, the boys
cars and the girls, and you're doing it to death. 'Cause the end of the world. Now there's everybody sweating, forgetting what's on their minds. With your hand like a mirror, you can see what's inside. When you're down and out, pounded, and there's nothing that's real. It's like a plastic heart to amputate the feel. I got a silver can Bible song. Doesn't know what's wrong. If I could forget myself, find another lie to tell. In the bottom of an oil well, the cell phones ring, talking to my brain. Come on.
What? Those are dudes with the banjos, the chicks with the wings, the animals with the bananas.
You're listening to 91.5. This is WMFO in Medford. This is the 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. Got a little confused there. How are you all doing tonight? I hope today. What is wrong with me today? I hope you're all driving safe if you're in a car. And let's be honest, if you're listening to the radio, you're probably in a car. It is crazy out. On my walk over here today, there was like, you know how like sometimes big trees, like as it's snowing, like the snow will kind of collect and then it'll just fall in clumps. It was like Frogger. I was just walking under all of these trees, just waiting for these things to drop and then to run quickly. And then I did get hit a couple times. It was surprisingly less painful than I thought it would be, you know, because I was walking down and I saw these falling and I was thinking, wow, that would be super painful. And then, of course, 30 seconds later, it happens. And it wasn't that bad. I would rate getting hit in the head with snow globs that fell from 30 feet above me, 3 stars. 3 out of 5. Right? We got some guests coming on the show later. We got some music to play on the show as well. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I promise. This is a little bit of a low. This is a little bit of a low, you know, part. God, thank you for putting me up with me. I promised myself that I would never play jam bands on this show for reasons of taste. But this one cover of this one song, I can't stop listening to it. And it's by a jam band. So here we go. Stay tuned for much more fun conversation. More fun conversation. Yes, I got that one right. Good for me. And after this one, some shorter songs. I want to give some shorter songs their due. So here we go with me selling out to jam bands.
mother can. I wanna be your man. 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 Tell me that you love me, baby. Let me understand. Tell me that you love me, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. 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 I wanna be your man.
And we're back.
Ow.
That was two Beatles tunes. To be totally honest, I just kind of thought that those were short songs because when I think of early Beatles, I think, oh, you know, songs that are a minute and 30 seconds.
Mm.
So I just chose two random early Beatles songs as my short songs to counteract that String Cheese Incidents cover of This Must Be the Place, which is a fabulous song in general. And that is a good cover of it as well.
I still don't know who those guys are.
I looked them up after I found this song, and they're just a jam band. Like, it's very much in the same vein as, like, Fish, where they do a lot of covers, and then they also have, like, their own songs, but nobody listens to them,
mm-hmm.
You know? They just kind of listen to the jam covers. Like, Fish's cover of Emotional Rescue is, like, one of the best things I've ever listened to, ever. So, we're here with Chris!
What's up?
I mean, Chris Chris Mantis Toboggan. Chris is going by a pseudonym today because he's skipping work.
Shh. Well, I mean, my other work is closed for the day.
That's true. Chris is a middle school teacher. The worst job anyone could ask for.
I didn't ask for this life. I didn't choose this life. This life chose me.
Yeah, the middle school... There was some meme that you posted, like, it must have been, like, a couple months ago, that was, like, life as a middle school teacher, and one of them was just, like, a middle schooler throwing something into the trash and saying, Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that is so specific, but apparently it's so general.
There's a, that website Reductress or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they have an article about, it's basically, like, a satire article about a student who's, like, jumping to touch the top of the door frame.
Yeah, yes.
It's like...
We've all been there.
And I have 80 students who do that. It's, like, 80 students in the 7th grade who all do it as they come in. And then it's, like, when reached for comment, the young boy only replied, "Did she see me? Did she see how high I could jump?" And it was the most accurate thing I've ever heard about middle school ever.
You know, sometimes... So I was always really turned off by that because I... could never jump in remotely high.
Yep.
As I've got quite a big height disadvantage. My mother is going to text me and being like, "No, you don't." But I do have a somewhat clear height disadvantage. So I could never touch, like, the doorframe. And when I could, it was because I had, like, a running start, which doesn't make any sense physically, mm-hmm. right? I had a running start and, like, really went for it, and I occasionally, like, could graze the top of the door frame.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is... I'm low on the totem pole.
That's
now.
Like everybody, like, in gym class when they used to, like, try to jump for the hoop and mm-hmm. try to touch the rim. I'd be happy if I could just touch, like, the bottom of the net. Like, yes, I got it. I hooked the bottom ring. I hooked the bottom ring on the net. I have achieved as high of a goal as I could reach.
Wow. When was the last time that I... in any way played something relatively close to basketball? That is a great, great question.
I tell you, there's a student I monitor at the school, mm-hmm. and she was in a gym class, and the gym teacher asked me, you know, you want to take part in the game? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I was running around. It was a great time, fun. I woke up this morning, and my God, do my quads feel like they are ripping off the bone.
Wow, it sounds like you're old.
It sounds like I'm old and out of shape.
Yeah.
I haven't.
How does that feel? How does that feel to be an oldie?
I mean, I'm going to be 24 in a month. I'm getting real old,
that's
dude.
That's so old.
Yeah. It's real old.
That's, oh my God, you're almost at a quarter of your life. Actually, you kind of are at this point.
Oh, I'm well past a quarter.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on how you like to think, what you think your lifespan's going to be.
Probably
right?
About halfway there.
I think modern medicine. 48. If I'm 47, just, 48.
If I'm ballparking it, yeah. It's, yeah, I don't think I hit 50. We're laughing, but it's serious.
Have you heard that Rachel Bloom song, Die When I'm Young?
No.
It's like a fake.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's like, she's the main.
She Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
She's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, okay. Yeah.
But, all I know of her was she had that really weirdly, like, badly done song on Bill Nye.
On Bill Nye Saves the World, World. It was very bad. But she's really good. The reason that she got the ability to start Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was because she had, like, a comedy music career before then, mm-hmm. sort of. It was kind of niche. But one of her songs is, like, a parody, like, pop anthem called Die When I'm Young. And it starts with, like, this, like, person saying they want to die when they're young. And then, like, getting like a cancer diagnosis and like learning that they're actually going to die when they're young and how terrifying it is as a concept. It's hilarious.
That's pretty great.
We got some more talk, which might be more
centered around something.
More, yeah, might be more directed later. And worse comes to worse, Haley's in the other room writing an essay. So we might just call her in at some point.
We are freeform radio.
Yeah, we're free. This is freeform.
We are.
Don't you hear the snaps?
We are not bound to any sponsors.
That's freeform.
Or style or talent.
We're not bound to any sponsors except for
Tide.
Tide. Get those clothes clean with Tide.
We're expecting our check in the mail.
Yeah. Where's music? There's music.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? America's tortured brow, that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds,
exercising ball, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to vote for some sailors piping in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best.
I'm not afraid. just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station, you know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music, you know her life was saved by rock and roll.
And we're back.
I always have these headphones too loud, and then you scream into them.
Well, then you shouldn't keep those headphones that loud. Then Haley's still working on that essay. Good job, Haley.
She got nothing
essay.
Done. Didn't you listen
maybe
to
she's
her?
Gotten something done in between, huh?
In the 3 minutes since she's left the
school? Yeah. I can write. How many words per minute can you write?
I don't know.
I can type like 20. So that's 60 words. In 3 minutes, that's pretty good. I mean, I don't actually know. I remember, like, you remember in elementary school when, like, in computer class, really, it was just, like, learning how to type?
No, when I was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah, you're older than me.
Yeah, computer class was Oregon Trail.
I did love Oregon
and
Trail.
And Kid Picks.
Oh, yeah, I also did Kid Picks. Oh, man, I forgot about Kid Picks. Yeah.
Or my computer class as a kid was unstructured because they didn't think computers were going to be a big thing.
Well, that was, like, ours, too, was, like, mostly unstructured, but, like, it was like there was, it would be like the first half was like doing like little like flash games about how to type.
Yeah.
I forget what those were called.
Typing games?
Sure. And like they would like measure your WPM. And I'm just like, why does a kid need to know their WPM?
On. Do we really have a shorthand for words per minute?
I don't know if you realize how like big a job like being like a stenographer was before like 1995. Like that was like an actual like human job because people just needed to type everything like on typewriters.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal if you got a high word per WPM.
Stop shorthanding words per minute.
Find a PSA to do. That's right.
Anyway.
So what are we talking about? We're talking about Joel McHale.
But hold up. Do you want to know, before we move on from that, do you want to know what my high school computer class was?
Yeah, please.
The only thing I remember from my high school computer class, I took it in 10th grade, was we watched The Royal Wedding.
That's awesome.
That was it.
That's super cool.
My computer teacher in high school was obsessed with the royal family, and she live streamed off the projector The Royal Wedding.
I might accidentally be going into London during the next royal wedding. You're trying to tell me something. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm saying start playing airplane noises.
Wait, airplane noise?
Yeah, just put on like a background track of airplane noise.
Of like airplanes flying by?
Yeah, airplanes flying overhead.
Okay.
I was trying to do it subtly so you could keep your like shtick going.
Yeah, no, I get it. But like, I can't multitask. Nobody can multitask.
You just can't read lips. No, not airplane. Also, Can we acknowledge the fact that B.O.B. once got into a rap battle or like a back and forth
Earth.
Back and forth like battle rap with Neil deGrasse Tyson about the flat Earth theory? It was an embarrassing time for our nation
as
a whole.
Wait. So we were me and some physics people were talking yesterday about flat earthers, and they're on this flat earth website that said like the Flat Earth Society has thousands of members around the globe. Around the globe. Yeah. They don't believe in the globe.
I'm laughing more at your laugh there.
My sister says that it was probably the Royal Wedding re-airing. What year was this? Sophomore year of high school?
2010.
Yeah, it was 2010, Jessica. This is the Royal Wedding.
I'm not that young.
Yeah.
Jessica's only a year older than me.
Yeah.
Right?
I think like two.
What year did she graduate?
2010. 10
or 21? 2010. She's 2 years older.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Here's some airplane sounds.
All right, this is a disaster. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane sound noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over the specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. This has been a public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Ooh.
Jeez, that is right in your ear. That hurts.
That's a nice... I like that. That's like an ASMR video, too. That's like a like sleep, like help get to sleep, pretend as if you're on an airplane like video.
Also, I was in the news about the airplanes over Medford at one point.
You were. No, this is like 2 years ago. How's your 15 minutes of fame, Chris?
Last year, it was last spring, Channel NBC came and specifically asked me what my feelings were. My face was plastered all over the television. Next stop, Hollywood.
Here's some more sleep sounds. This one
can we not? We did this before, and I didn't like it.
This isn't ASMR. This one isn't ASMR. This is Star Trek. This is your on the Starship Enterprise. Sorry, I love that so much.
You know what my sleep noise is?
What's your sleep noise?
It's just the very loud blaring of the Office theme song every time a new episode starts on Netflix.
I'm going to do the whole thing.
Yeah. Bong, bong. So anyway,
yeah.
I've started actually switching over to falling asleep to Saved by the Bell.
Why are you watching Saved by the Bell?
Because Saved by the Bell is great television.
Yeah.
Excuse you?
I mean, I've watched like an episode.
Zachary.
I don't want to watch Saved by the Bell.
Simple Zachary.
There's no reason.
See, the reason you don't like it is because Zach Morris spells his name Z-A-C-K.
I mean, that is terrible. Anyone who spells their name Z-A-C-K is wrong. Especially because you're not spelled Z-A-C-K-A-R-Y. That's not how your name is spelled. It's
what if his name, what if his full name is just Zach and not Zachary?
Then it's still stupid. Like, it's not wrong. Your name isn't wrong. People can name their kids whatever they want. People can put numbers in your kid's name if you want. Like, there's no rules against it. But I wonder what would happen if parents decided not to name their kid. Like, does the state have the right to just jump in and be like, no, their name is John. Or their name is Mary.
Hmm.
You don't see a lot of Marys anymore.
No.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. No, my friends, I forgot the name of my friend's girlfriend. And I was like, is that Michaela? And they were like, no. I was like, is that Mary? And they're like, nobody's named Mary anymore. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, man. It's like the name, like Esther or...
I feel like I've met an Esther.
I know an Esther.
Yeah.
She's just older.
Yeah.
She's a woman in like her 50s who I work with.
Mm.
I don't see many Agneses anymore. Glorias.
No. What's like a dude's name that's kind of fallen out of style? Like Henry?
Harry?
Harry, yeah, that's fallen out. Which is weird, because Harry Potter. Although maybe Harry Potter had like the opposite effect, and it like made people be like, that's a nice name.
Yeah, you never see any Harolds. Do you know
Harold
what the number one?
Potter?
Yeah. You know what the number one boy's name, I think, was this year? I think it was Logan. For 2017, I think it was
Logan.
Don't quote me on that, but I was at a trivia night, and they're like, list the top five names for girls and the top five names for boys in the year 2017.
Logan's the worst boyfriend on Gilmore Girls. Oh.
I don't watch Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls is great, and Logan's the worst boyfriend. Here, we're going to do a song.
Excuse me, I should correct myself. Jackson is number one. I think Logan's number five.
That's funny. I was almost named Jackson.
Yeah,
I was almost named Jackson, Maxwell, or...
Logan's number 10. It was up. I'm on babycenter.com. It's number four in 2018. It was at number one in 2017 at one point. Excuse me. I'm looking at it wrong. It was up to number three in 2017 at one point, and it fell one spot to number four so far in 2018.
That's Logan?
Yeah.
Correct?
The name Logan.
Yeah. I don't like Logan.
Yeah. Between 2016 and 2017, it jumped from number 18 to number three. Thanks, Wolverine.
Oh, Logan. I you know, it's funny. Like, I think Gilmore Girls is so ingrained into my head that I was thinking Gilmore Girls, Gilmore Girls, Gilmore Girls, and I didn't think, Wolverine.
So here's the...
Forgot about Wolverine.
Here's the funny thing. My cousin and her husband, they had a baby in July, and they were going to decide if it was going to be a girl, which it was, they named her Mero, which was the street that... my cousin's husband grew up cousin's husband's mom grew up on. And if it was a boy, they're gonna name it Logan, because my grandparents' house and my dad and his brothers and sisters grew up on a big house on Logan Ave. And they're like, really, we kind of hope it isn't a boy because we don't want people thinking that we named it after Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been funny.
That's good. No, I completely agree.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a song.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
There were rouge in the tone.